Halloween is this Friday, October 31st. And you know, it's not the healthiest season. Everyone loves a good scare on Halloween, but you know, regarding the nutrition safety of those little trick-or-treaters, there are some easy things parents and kids can do to stay safe and choose healthy alternatives on the spookiest of holidays. Here are some tips that we'd like to offer you. First of all, kids should not snack on the treats from their candy bags while out trick-or-treating under the supervision of their parents. Please give them a light meal before heading out for the night's festivities or pack a snack. Having a well-balanced supper will help your child from indulging in candy for dinner and allows them to get some healthy food. Plan to eat ahead, but also, parents, inspect the candy and throw out anything that looks suspicious before their child consumes anything you receive. Make sure it's pre-wrapped. And what about food allergies? You and your child, depending on the age, need to be observant when trick-or-treating if your child has any food allergies, so plan accordingly if any exposure occurs. Please don't allow the kid to eat any home-baked goods that they receive due to the possibility of contamination. Often peanuts are the number one allergy to look out for during Halloween. Safe treats. Everything in their goodie bag needs to be commercially wrapped and reviewed by parents' guardians before they are consumed. Look for signs of tampering, discoloration, tears in the wrapper, or anything that may be expired. All that do not pass the test need to be tossed. And when going through the bags, if the children are young, consider items that may be choking hazards and remove those. So, okay, remember, being healthy doesn't mean giving up all the treats. In this episode of Live Life Better, we always talk about portioning food. Well, portioning candy is just as important. Trick-or-treating, kids will get snack or fun-sized options. They have decreased calories, fats, and sugar. And so, you know, it doesn't have to be candy either. You can hand out other things for Halloween, a juice box, a fruit snack and fruit strips, granola bars, cheese and cracker packs, all pre-wrapped, apples or clementines, snack size options of popcorn, pretzels, goldfish, Teddy Grahams, animal crackers, Chex Mix, Trail Mix, Rice Krispie bars. And then there are non-edible items, which are also popular. Glow sticks, Halloween stickers, bouncy balls, fidget spinners, bubbles, bookmarks, slinkies, snap bracelets, crayons, and coloring sets, spider rings, and vampire teeth. You know, it's really important. The health benefits of Halloween activities, look, it benefits imagination. Costumes and trick-or-treating are a fun way for parents and grandparents and kids to stay active. I know we used to love to walk around with our niece Ashley. Watching scary movies as an adult can increase your metabolism. Get off that couch and walk your kids around. Socializing with friends and family for Halloween can boost brain and immune health. So, you know, the important thing is stay hydrated, drink plenty of water through the evening, educate children about the effects of too much sugar in a fun way, and, you know, just make healthy choices during the Halloween. Even at home, if you're having a little party, veggies and dips, sliced fruit with caramel dip, and popcorn are healthy alternatives. And you want to have a healthy Halloween. You want to have costumes that the children can see out of, that they won't be tripping over. You want to be make sure that they have a light or gets dark early. And the four rules of Halloween are: wear a costume, hand out treats, never blow out a jack-o'-lantern before midnight, and always check your candy. Visiting these rules, if you break these rules, it's said to result in a visit from the spirit Sam, who enforces the traditions of Halloween. I'd love that. It's just, I don't believe in jack-o'-lanterns that are lit, but I'm going to tell you something. It is a fun holiday. It's fun to drive around, and it is lights up our hearts after the hurricanes last year to see that, yes, this year we're living our life better because it is Halloween. We're looking at the lights. We're having a healthy meal. We're getting a big monster bag full of healthier treats. We're turning Halloween walking around into a fun family activity. Set a goal ahead of time, how many houses or streets you'll visit. Compete in teams to see as many as you can. Wear comfortable shoes. Bring bottles of water and a flashlight. And don't let kids eat anything. Adults, too. Don't eat anything that is questionable. So, you know, Eat Smart Month in November is coming. It's a great time to talk with kids now during Halloween. So for Live Life Better, be healthy and safe this Halloween. I am your host, Nanette Weiser.